Like me, yeah. Boy,
I'm going to have a problem.
Hi. Hey, Joe!
Hey, Joe! Hi, my name is Jacques Keita. I'm a leader of the band, Takeifa.
Hi, my name is Makita from Takeifa band.
Hi, my name is Sheikh Keita. I'm the guitarist of the band.
Waqtan, waqtan waqt deug ci la lideram ñu kay ray ci ñak ba la jëm ñu setan dinam deysan.
Very happy to welcome three members of the five-piece band, Takeifa. People may have heard of the Jackson 5. Here we have Senegal's version of the Jackson 5. It's the Keita 5. The band is made up of four brothers and one sister.
Yeah.
It all started with Jack when you were just a bit less than 12 years old.
Yes.
You asked your dad for a guitar. Mm-hmm. You ended up with a guitar with no strings.
Yes.
You made your own guitar using bicycle brake wires.
Yeah, exactly.
And from there, you kind of launched yourself into music. You really wanted to be a musician from a very young age.
Yeah.
My dream in my life is just to play music.
Aduna mor jaxaso wala dama adama modem ba ñak yermande ci moromam lidal.
But how did the rest of you decide that you would form a band?
At the beginning it was only Jack. He's the first to start music, and it was hip hop, and he was alone.
Ma, the other members of the band joined one by one. It begins with Ibrahima, the drummer, and I. We were singing behind of Jack. And in 2006, Cher joined us as the guitar player. And this year, I left the vocals to be a bass player. Mm-hmm. And Iba left the vocals to be the drummer.
Mob. It's amazing watching you play bass guitar. Mm-hmm. You're quite hardcore West African musician. For example, let's listen to a song. It's called Supporter. On your new album, which is called Gaskis. What drew you to wanting to play bass guitar like that? There aren't that many women, right, doing that, are there?
We are three in Africa, and in America there are more in United States.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's really unusual in Senegal.
No. I am the only one.
quite unique.
I have been encouraged by my brothers, and year by year I learned by other bass players in Senegal and other women bass players in Africa, and I mix all that experiences to build my style of playing bass. Go round, I'm a hustler. The major door, what how to manage?
Gentle banging in a fang. Now, of course, this is radio, so people can't see you, but you are albino. And I know that very often that affects people's sight. Can you see clearly?
No.
No, not so great. So you've learned to play bass guitar without being able to see very well?
Without being able to see, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not easy, but when you know where are the notes, there are times where you don't need to look at your instrument.
At the instrument. Let's talk a little bit about this album. Gasgis in Wolof, it translates into English as look and you shall find. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. It's yeah. it.
That's more or less the mm-hmm. translation. That sounds like quite an optimistic message. Cher?
Yeah, it is that feeling. So we travel a lot during festival around Europe. So it is all that experience we need to show with this album. That's why we say Gas Gis.
What are you looking for?
We're looking for
the bling bling.
For not Jack. For giving our music more power, for our music to travel around the world. That is what we are looking for, this album.
L'otard de Malay war dans mon ouyo, mon amour. L'otard de mes wahagio dans ma déglo, ma doudou. Ma jamaladan, an dagak sahel, déglo na sahor. Say I buguma, ne na gyola, ne na yorma. Man me dama way.
It's quite mixed musically because we've got some quite hard rock, we've got something a bit softer on a song like Wait, which yes. means solitude
yeah,
in Wolof. Right.
Yeah.
And you've described it as a kind of African Beauty and the Beast. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, okay. In Africa, we have some problem for ethnic and different case. In Senegal, we have one case. The name of this case is Gewel, that okay. is the Creole. And it is very difficult for person from great caste and not normal Senegalese people.
With people from a different caste.
From different caste. To have love,
relationships.
Relationships. Yeah. You know.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
It's similar. That's why we do this song, to say people have a lot of problems.
You're saying people who love one another, no matter what case they come from, should be allowed to live their love.
To live their love together. That's what we need to say.
You've performed with a lot of big names. You've opened for some people like Tekin Jaffa Kuli, Alpha Blondie, Femi Kuti, and on this album, Baba Mal, the great Senegalese guitarist and songwriter, he performs on one track called Ndanan. What does that mean, Ma?
Danan is a notable in Wolof. It's a personality, but we describe Danan not the person who put nice clothes, but we describe Danan like in his values, in the values of this person. And Baba Mal, we believe he gets the values to be a Danan. Yeah.
So what are you talking about? The values, respect,
determination, personality. Be a hard worker, yeah.
You are all hard workers. You've worked very hard over the last 10 years.
It was very hard. Senegal is not very easy for us. We do another style of music. It's not the Mbalax who Senegalese people know. So when we start, it was not easy. We have to work very hard to be at the first line, yeah.
So is it getting easier? Do you have a lot of support now in Senegal?
Now we have a lot of support. So when they saw the band going to do festivals and have a nice video clip and a nice song, one album, two album, and now it's coming.
And you're starting to tour a lot. You're going to be touring a lot in,
yeah.
Germany,
in Germany
during the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mark, you founded a charity, it's called Care Albinos, mm-hmm. which, as the name suggests, is helping people who are born with albinism. Mm-hmm. When you perform as a musician, do you see yourself as if you like, advancing the cause of albinos in Africa? Or do you want people to forget that you're albinos and just see you as a woman who is living her life and living her passion?
It's both. Because when I'm on the stage to perform, I am a woman who does his work and does it very well. But at the other side, my destiny is to represent this minority of persons who can't
express themselves
and talk about their problems. If they has many people like me, like Salif Keita, who can advocate for them, it's a very big luck for me and for the albino people.
What do you most need?
Before any material support, albino people need to know that they can live a normal life like the other persons.
Right, without discrimination.
Without discrimination.
Yeah.
And this message have to be translated to the albino people, but also to the family of the albino people, in the schools, people in general. And if all that persons can know that, I think we can resolve the other problems more easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Baba Yabari Yermani. Well, thank you for coming in, Ma, Jack and Cher.
Thank you.
From Tekifa, the Senegalese band. And the name of your new album is Gas Gis.
Gas Gis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.